Welcome to the Arcology Podcast's newest patrons-only actual play podcast, Ghouls in Las Vegas, using Shatter and Anarchy rules. Your GM for this evening is Carlton, featuring Domino, played by Nick, Hazelnut, played by Courtney, though you may know her as Vox, Mikey, played by Cliff, or Mr. Johnson if you prefer, that's me, Jesus, played by Ken, Vincent, played by RJ Thomas, and we welcome a new voice to our little band of miscreants, Heaven, played by Ava Rogers. Thank you so much for listening and for your support of the Arcology Podcast. The ghouls have the food they need for now. Mikey decides to take matters into his own hands regarding some misgivings he has with Doc Winters and what he's up to. And, well, things get really, really, really bloody. Enjoy!
If I remember correctly, the last time we got together, you guys kidnapped a woman, ate a leg, and went out hunting with reasonable success. Does anybody have any specifics they want to bring up to remind people of before we get started?
Well, there was that other big weird event where the woman that we kidnapped essentially ended up having Doc Winters' mind and hers swapped bodies.
The Freaky Friday.
Yeah, and he's got her, like, going to be doing some tests. The non-destructive ones should take about 3 days, he said, and then he'll probably, like, turn her into a, you know, mindless corpse that we'll eat later. But she's actually got Doc Winters' old body, which we're now suspecting is actually not his original body either, because of what we saw on the campus.
Some freaky science drug going on.
Yeah. Nacho cheese rats.
Nacho cheese.
Yeah, other than that, we decided we were going to stock our freezer or fridge or whatever. I think Jesus led the food gathering expedition.
Did we find any?
Yeah, remember they were the we went and hid in a car, and there were some guys who like came around. They were going to mug some people, and they said, "Let's wait in the car too." So we got out and got them.
Oh yeah.
I think some of us got shot up a little bit, but not too bad, and made a bunch of noise, and we made off with our corpses. It was a lot louder than before, and it does seem to be that people around town are starting to take notice of there being ghouls running around. So that's lovely.
Which, I mean, fantastic. We've only eaten like 3 people, so that can't be us.
I'm pretty sure more than that, actually.
Well, don't tell me about that.
Only one of them was in the parking lot of a Home Despot.
Well, I've only eaten like half a person.
I might have eaten because I'm a troll. I'm a bigger boy. I need more sustenance.
Yeah, so right now we've got a couple of people. Oh yeah, Mikey has acquired some. In addition to some art and sculpting supplies, he's also acquired a nice set of butcher's knives, and he went to packaging up the butchering and packaging up the meat, so we don't have to think about it as people so much when we take it out. It's just like paper wrapped hunks of yummy goodness.
Chops. Cold cuts.
Well, there's a variety of different types of cuts, I imagine. But right now, it's fairly inexpertly just kind of chopped up and put in different bundles.
And Vinny, you get a call on your comlink. It looks like it's coming from Rocco. You remember your good friend Rocco, right?
Oh, yeah. We go way back. Back to the neighborhood. He rings, I answer. Yo, haven't heard from you in a while. It's like you forgot who I am.
Yeah, well, you've been down on the, DL lately. I haven't seen you around either. But,
yeah.
I got this thing I was thinking you could help me out with.
Oh, this thing? And is this the usual, kind of the usual thing, or is this a new thing?
Well, it's kind of usual-like. There's this this guy that the boss needs to talk to, and I was thinking that that somebody, like you might be able to track him down. Big, tall, tough. He might not be that interested in coming in. I was thinking, if you got some time. I mean, I'm a little bit busier than I'd hoped to be this weekend, so I was thinking maybe you could do me a solid there.
Hey, you know me. I'm always up for doing a solid. But, hey, but I got, see, I've been on the DL lately because, you know, I've kind of got this bit of a crew. I got no problem helping you out. But, you know, just to kind of keep, keep things proper, you know, is this a favor where it's kind of a quid pro quo later on, or you actually got some yen to throw around?
I think I could toss in a half a dozen karma each for all you folks, for all you and your friends. I mean, it's, you know, it's the kind of thing that that the family would be, you know, real thankful if you you got it done, you know? I mean, mostly my part of the family, but, you know.
I gotcha. Tell you what, send me the particulars, and is this a needs to get done ASAP, or is this something that not so ASAP?
So, the guy's name's Bustamante, Michael Bustamante, and, well, the word on the street that I picked up was that he went to ground in Henderson.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, that's where your name, you know, just kind of popped into my head. That seemed like your kind of place, right? You know?
I get around.
So, anyway, like I says, the boss wants to talk to him. I think, if between you and me, I think he might have gone a little bit too far with a Joy Boy a few nights ago, and well, let's just say that he needs to cover some debts.
Ah, an attitude readjustment. I get you. Now, question. I'm guessing this Mikey guy, he's since he's been pretty much ignoring, you know. The courteous offer to have a nice chit-chat, I'm guessing he might not come quietly. Would the family object if, you know, do they want him there, or do they want him there in one piece, or a little banged up? You know, what do I got to work with here?
Yeah, the boss told me he wants to talk to him, so I'm guessing he wants him, you know...
Able to talk,
yeah.
Anything
try
else?
Try not to break his jaw too bad, you know?
Okay, but let me guess... Anything else, as long as he can talk. Got it. It helps to have parameters, you know?
Yep.
Alrighty. Okay, out of character real quick. Where was he known to be out of?
Henderson.
He went to ground in Henderson.
Henderson, okay.
And where is Henderson? Assuming our characters know something about it, I imagine.
Henderson is a nearby neighborhood of the Las Vegas sprawl, and it's generally known as the more run-down area of the city.
Like Redmond run-down or Tacoma run-down?
I'd probably call it closer to Tacoma than Redmond, though their neighbors in the, 2.3 children and white picket fence community next door literally built a wall between them. Oh, meter-thick plascrete wall. The highway that passes through Henderson doesn't actually have any exits there, and, travels over that section of the city. The whole thing is effectively an underpass.
That does sound like our kind of part of town.
Yay!
Okay, so that would be out of character asking questions, but go
gotcha. All right, so Rocco... anything else that you can slide my way other than that he's in Henderson, or is that all you got to work on?
When you got him in hand, give me a call back and I'll send a car around for him.
All right, we'll be in touch. And with that, I'll just click off the link, pocket it, and then head over to where everyone else is and say, "Hey, how'd everybody like to get in on a little score?"
What day is this? In relation to when we left off?
Let's call it the next day, unless anybody has any particular needs for downtime.
No, but it's at this point, Mikey may not be present, because that morning he wanted to slip away and take care of an important errand.
Bummer. Did,
I mean, I do have a comm link, but, you know.
All right, that works. Then to everybody assembled here, you know, the question still stands. Hey, anybody interested in making a quick score?
Yeah, man.
Sure.
All right, cool. Particulars is thus. A associate of mine works for somebody who needs to have some FaceTime with this guy named, Michael Bustamante, something like that. So, basically, it's pretty much what we've been up to lately. Just a quick little snatch and grab. No muss, no fuss. You know, quick little jaunt over to Henderson. We grab the mook, and we make a call. We pick him up, and as they say in the movies, bada bing, bada bam. So what do you say?
Let's do it.
All righty. Hey, where's Mikey? I've seen him around this morning.
Mikey, where are you? Where have you slept off to?
Mikey has gotten up a bit early and grabbed his things and slipped on his, armored vest and grabbed his MP5 and various kit and gear and slipped out and has headed off to Doc Winter's place. He had a lot of trouble sleeping last night, so he's a bit extra groggy, but he's sneaking away to Doc Winter's, and assuming he gets there without any incident, he'll tap on the door and whatever it is we do to ask Doc Winter's to let us in to talk to him.
Yes, Doc Winter's opens the door, wearing his new body.
How you doing, Doc?
Good, good. I think I'm progressing quite well with the new research opportunity that you provided me. What can I do for you? I don't have any particular need of your services today, but are you injured?
No, you helped me out with these cyber eyes, and I want to discuss some other potential options. Can I come in?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go in and kind of look around and look over at the person strapped to the machine saying, so, do you start the destructive tests yet?
No, I haven't needed to start the destructive ones yet. I'm doing some lower-level probes at the moment. The quantum interference on the entangled particles for the corpus continues on about some more technical aspects that didn't seem to be covered in any of your art major classes.
So, does that have anything to do with the nacho cheese swimming rats?
Nacho cheese rat?
Well, the rats, they had devil rats they were putting into the nacho cheese vats and watching them swim and taking measurements. I was wondering if that had anything to do with your thing.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Well, she was babbling about it when we brought her in, but anyway. Do you think, is she conscious? Will she be able to talk yet, or is she,
Oh, no, she's certainly not conscious. I have a block on her primary sensorium at the moment. It makes things much simpler if research subjects aren't constantly babbling on.
Would you mind switching off for a sec? I was just been really curious about why they were putting rats in nacho cheese. Like, I think she was trying to explain it, but it's just been bugging me, you know?
I'd rather not. I'm in the middle of some important work, and, casual conversation about nacho cheese is not going to be furthering my goals today. Now, you said something about new cyberware that you were interested in?
Right.
Perhaps some cyber hands to replace those claws that you have?
I gotta hold my hands up to look at them.
Might help you fit in a little bit better.
And Mikey kind of holds up his hands and looks at them and stares at them for a while in this kind of... You didn't feel indecisive before, but now that he's in front of the guy, it's still like... Ugh.
And, it doesn't, he's speaking with the same voice as the other doctor. Mm. You know that he's, he calls himself Dr. Winters, but he looks just like the woman that you kidnapped from the university. Sounds like her, too.
Yeah, these claws, they... Hell, Drek. Might as well get it over with. And I'm going to reach out to grab Doc Winters by the throat. Like, as in, like, sink my claws into.
All right, give me an attack roll. As you lunge out for the doctor. And, she... Wow. With 5 out of 6 hits,
hey,
easily
<still.
laughs> dodges backwards away from you.
I guess I'm committed now. It's going to get messy like it always does. Ah, shit. I say as I go snarling and leaping towards him again.
And her hand goes to, or sorry, his hand goes to a pocket. And you from above you, from the ceiling, you hear the banging sound of metal and whirring of mechanisms. Sorry, I can speak honest.
All right.
A turret pops down from the roof of this room.
I look up at the turret and say, "Ah, shit!" And I guess I'm in it now. So, are we doing an initiative thing, or do I do something now, or?
Let's see. I rolled initiative here, and actually, let's see. Mikey, you go on 12. So, let's see. The turret is going to be going first, then you, and then the doctor again. And hold on one second as I pull up the turret stats. It unleashes hot lead at you. If you'd like to try to dodge out of the way of the hot lead, you certainly can. Are you happy with one hit on avoiding hot lead?
No, I'm not terribly happy with two hits either, but it cost me an edge to get that second one.
That's three net hits, so that's 11 damage coming at you.
Ouch.
As the assault rifle and the turret opens up on you.
Shreds bullets, my armor.
Yeah, bullets slam out at you. Those that aren't hitting you are slamming into bits of experimental gear and the concrete walls, creating chaos in the laboratory.
Okay, yeah. At that point, I guess Mikey's going to draw his MP5 and shoot the dreck out of the turret. That'd be four hits. So, is it a stationary target? Does it get a defense roll?
Not really.
And then it's looking.
It's got a little bit extra armor, more so than a regular drone or other NPC would, because it's just sitting there. It doesn't have to worry about moving around. So what's the total damage?
That would be 10 points from the MP5. And then I'm going to use my movement to... is there anywhere around here that I can duck around that would break line of fire to the turret? Or...
There are two doors going out of here, as well as a few steel storage cabinets, like the sort of cabinets you might see on a work site or something like that, that have been repurposed to hold the doctor's gear. There's the main door that you came in at, and then there's another door that you've never seen the other side of, but you have heard sounds coming from.
Okay, I guess I'm going to move to get around the cover of those storage cabinets or something, kind of block off the...
Sure thing, they're like wheeled... chest, steel tool chest kind of things. Yeah.
They seem like they might stop bullets, so I'd like to get behind one of them.
All right. Let's see. And it is the doctor's turn. He is going to grab a mask from a pile of equipment on a shelf and duck for cover behind another chest. And then I believe it's back up for the turret's turn. How's your dodging doing? Why don't you tack on an extra, say, I don't remember if Anarchy has specific rules for taking cover, but call it four dice.
That's five hits, as I'm trying to make myself as small of a target as I can as the bullets come spraying in my direction.
That's one net hit for the incredibly accurate turret, as you take nine more damage. It's almost as if this turret knows where everything is in the room.
Hold on a second. I need to figure out where my toughness and such is, because otherwise I'm going down right now. Yeah, I've got some auto-soak going on. so that saves me from being dead right now. Okay, yeah, I've been shot a bunch, and my infected blood is being sprayed all over the place, and I am not feeling good. But I'm still alive for now. I would like to spend a plot point to do the action where I get a free retaliatory shot at what just hurt me.
Go for it.
So I hold my MP5 up sideways and use the smart link targeting system to hit the thing. See, that's four hits. And I think what I'd like to do is spend another point of edge. It just seems pretty dire, so I want to make sure I hit this thing as hard as I possibly can. So that's... I can reroll five now. Oh, lovely. Well, four hits. So it's another 10 points of damage to the thing.
All right, looks like you've managed to batter past most of its armor, and you might be hitting some of the more sensitive systems within the turret at this point, but you still haven't taken it down.
Okay.
sparks are flying from the turret. Big steel trunk that you're behind is reverberating like a drum from the bullets slamming into it. As a background noise over the entire sound of the combat here, there's a sudden loud hissing noise. As some sort of gas is being released into the room.
All right, so for my action then, just a sec here.
What are you doing for your action?
Hold on, I'm looking at plot points here. I need to find the list of things we can do with them that's different than the normal list. Okay, I think I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to leap over to Doc Winter's position, and I'm going to pick him up with my melee attack. Rather than trying to damage, I want to pick him up.
Okay, why don't you give me an unarmed combat roll to try to grab hold of him. And you can see that he is wearing a gas mask of some kind.
I'm going to edge that. 7 hits.
And yes, you have 3 net hits. As you, with your ghoulish strength, you lift the doctor's body up off the ground and into a strong embrace.
All right, then I'm going to spend another plot point for an extra movement to beat feet and get the hell out of this room. Back the way I came. Ideally with the zigging at the earliest opportunity to put, like, solid things between me and that turret so it can't shoot me, hopefully.
All right, you charge towards the armored door of the entrance here, and you slam into it hard, hitting the controls, and for just a second, it doesn't seem like it's going to open for you. When it clicks and the bolts slide, and the door opens, and you almost fall through it, shoving yourself out of the line of sight of the turret. Rolling to the side with the doctor firmly in your grasp, the door behind you slides shut, and then with a solid thunk, you can hear the bolts of it sealing shut again.
All right. As soon as I have an opportunity, then I'm going to start shredding the throat of the person that I'm carrying, just digging my claws in, just. I want them dead as quickly as possible. And I don't care how messy it is.
All right. You shred Dr. Hart's body, presumably killing off Dr. Winters.
And I just sort of slump down at this edge there and just catch my breath for a while and just lay there in absolute horrible pain with lots of bullet wounds. That's probably where I am at about the moment that Vinny's wondering, gee, I wonder where Mikey is.
Yeah, and so, Vinny, are you calling up Mikey?
Yeah, I figure I'll call him up.
Yeah, Mikey,
of course, it might be kind of interesting to, I don't know, maybe I was calling him during the whole thing and his phone was just going off in the background the entire time.
Quite possibly, I was a bit distracted.
You know, ring, 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 chomp, chomp, ring, ring, chomp, chomp, you know, ring, ring, brr, you know.
Well, it rings for a while before Mikey notices it, and like a couple more times before I'm like, hit the button. Hello?
Oi, chum. You cut out kind of early. You busy right now?
Matter of fact, just got finished with an appointment that I had.
You okay? You don't sound so good. Where you at?
I'm in the underground. I'm gonna head home now.
Hey, you fragged up. Oh, how bad? You need some help? You need to see the doc?
I look over at the corpse nearby. Absent, and I realize that like my right hand is absentmindedly like tearing a strip off and bringing it up towards my mouth, and I sort of move it away for a moment and say, I'm gonna need some medical care, but I don't think Doc Winters is. I think Doc Winters is indisposed.
Okay. All right. Where you at? We'll meet you halfway.
Yeah. You know that one? I describe a landmark somewhere in between here and there. Maybe not, like, directly on the path in between here and there, because I'm not sure I want to tell them what happened at this point, but, you know, at least not until they patched me up. And I'll do my best to kind of get up and get moving.
All right, so are you doing anything special to get yourself cleaned up? Or are you hauling the body with you? Or are you stashing it somewhere?
I look down at the body, and it is a lot of food. I take out my butcher's knives, And I try to find a little bit open spot that's not as dirty. And yeah, I'm going to chop off the head, set that aside, skin the thing roughly and quickly as best I can, dump out the entrails, you know, clean the cadaver, so to speak, and just make some, just do a really crude butchering job and put it in a sack and bring it along with me.
All right, so you've got a dripping sack full of meat, and you are thoroughly coated in gore.
Yeah, a lot of it's my own. I'm going to gradually, as I'm walking, reach in and take out a little snack and pop it in my mouth like I'm, you know, have a bag of popcorn with me or something.
Mmm, it's fresh and warm.
And make my way to the rendezvous. I'll probably be a little bit late because I'm slow and, you know, took care of something first.
Does anybody else have anything they want to take care of before heading out on the job?
No, it's like, hey, we gotta go. Looks like Mikey there got himself in a little bit of a scrape. He needs some help, so we need to take care of that before we go on the job. So, where's the van?
Pretty sure it's parked around the corner, eh? Let's just jump in and go. Where's Mikey?
Hello, the term I like to use, power word, blah. You know, the information that Mikey gave me to expedite things because the player character doesn't quite remember. I don't think we actually hammered it all out. So yeah,
said something about getting shot.
Yeah, so power word, blah it is.
All right.
And it just actually to make sure I'm picturing this right, do we drive around in the underground or is it more like all on foot kind of thing?
It's going to be mostly on foot. Most of the underground isn't large enough to drive. There are a few major routes that it's possible to drive in, but they're if you think about it, as the tunnels are little tributaries all over the city as they, you know, join together into the larger rivers underground. That's where you'd be able to drive. Of course, if it ever does rain, those would also be, you know, filled with raging water that would wash away any vehicle left there.
Yeah, that's kind of how I pictured it, but I wasn't sure.
We're off to go find Mikey because Mikey got in trouble. Can't think of a way to make it sound like Wizard of Oz, but off we go, nonetheless, la la la. Hey, I'm good at punching people, not coming up with songs, damn it.
Gotta phone a friend and see if Hopsy can help you there.
Yeah.
So is anybody doing any kind of prep work or anything that you might want to take care of looking for Mr. Bustamante?
Yeah, I'll... Well, I can't really see anything, so I'll kind of go into my go inside my old noodle here and kind of just mentally think about the areas, like, you know, try to remember what I can remember. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, okay, this place had this street, this tributary went there. Okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that place. Yeah, that dog in the corner. Yeah, that dog on 3rd Street. Man, stay away from there. He was a bitch last time, literally. You know, just things like that.
Do we know what the guy looks like?
No. If you had some sort of computer expert, they might be able to look things up, though.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Are there cameras in the area of Henderson that we could maybe do some facial recognition on to see if he's been here or there or somewhere?
Well, why don't you start with just like a general data search for, see if we can, maybe he might, hey, here's an idea. Let's see if he's stupid enough. I mean, let's see if he's got like a P2O feed or something like that. See if we can tag him on social media. I mean, it couldn't hurt.
Okay. I'll do a search for him then. I'm trying to figure out the dice pool.
I'm guessing it would be your computer skill.
With
plus,
logic.
Logic.
And then I got a cyber jack. A data jack and a cyber deck too.
That probably lets you re-roll some dice.
So 11.
The data jack gives you plus one to like all your matrix actions.
Matrix
pretty much.
Stuff. Yeah.
The cyber deck rating 2 lets you re-roll, let's see here, one die on matrix actions. And you can run one program, so I don't know if you have a program amp you're running. That might help too, depending on what you're doing.
I think I do. Let me look on this sheet here.
Ultimately, anarchy
term, biofeedback.
In anarchy terms, the tracking skill is probably the what's generally intended towards kind of tracing people over the matrix and finding them. But,
yeah,
if you got that with the tracks program, that would be perfect. But, otherwise, just generally searching for information, you know, we'd probably find out information, but maybe not like find him directly with it. But I don't know. It depends on what you do with Mahalili roll, I guess.
Yeah, the computer skill would work for looking up their, you know, their sock meads to figure out what they look like and where they might be posting about hanging out recently, that sort of thing.
I got a pretty good hacking roll, 7 hits on 11 dice.
All right. Yeah, you're able to track down his social media footprint, which does go pretty dry about 3 days ago. It looks like he's stopped posting things then. Shortly after talking about a night on the town that he had planned, reading between the lines, it sounds like he was planning on hiring a date for the evening and heading out to one of the casinos. Looking up information about the casino and stuff on that night, you do find a police blotter report about a domestic disturbance at a hotel room in the casino, and along with the pictures of him from his social media and the description in the police report, it sounds like that might have been the incident that Vinny's friend was talking about. Mr. Bustamante himself is a human. He's about 5'10". He's got brown hair, black eyes, and looks like he enjoys a kind of a retro look with synth leather and slick back hair, and looks like he's got a studded leather collar that he wears in a lot of his pictures. Is there anything else in particular that you're looking for about him?
Trying to check his whereabouts, where he might be now. Out in the Henderson area, if there's any, I don't know, street cameras or anything like that, or anything like that.
Sure. Why don't you give me a tracking roll?
Is that a program that I could buy with some karma?
I believe so.
How much does a Shadow Amp program cost?
The tracking program will cost you 3 karma because it's at Amp level 2. If you need the, do you have the tracking skill?
No.
That's 2 karma to buy a skill at 1, and then it's whatever the new skill level for each level after that. Have you spent your karma yet at all? Because we've gained quite a bit.
No. Yeah, I've got 17 karma that I haven't done anything with.
Yeah, the tracking program would let you reroll 2 dice on matrix tracking tests.
It still helps to have the skill, though.
Yep.
So can I spend karma to get a skill and a program? Or is that something I need
sure.
to do? Okay.
I think we'd
That's
probably kind of
totally
retcon the skill
doing
game
during your downtime.
Sweet. Just writing down my character sheet real quick.
So what are you raising your tracking skill up to?
Let's say 2. What'll that cost?
4 karma for the skill, and then 3 karma for the program.
That leaves me 10 whole karmas.
What's your cyberdeck rating at?
2.
If you spend 4 karma, you could upgrade your cyberdeck.
I'm spending 4 karma to upgrade my cyber deck to a 3.
Woot!
That lets you run 2 programs at once. You get more matrix hit points. Your firewall goes up by 1. And you can reroll 2 dice instead of 1 die on matrix actions.
So now to do the tracking, do we know... what does that correlate to? What attribute do I roll with that?
Logic.
So my logic of 6... plus my tracking skill of 2, and since it's on the matrix that I'm doing this, do I get to add in my
data jack, yes.
And then my cyber deck, and in the program?
Yes, you'd roll 9 dice and re-roll 4 failed dice. So, because the tracking program lets you re-roll 2 dice, and the cyber deck lets you re-roll 2 dice.
So I'm rolling 10 dice because of the 6 logic and the 3 hacking, and then the 1 for the data jack.
No, 6 logic, 2 tracking, 1 data jack, so 9.
Okay.
Then you get 4 reroll dice because of your deck and programs.
Yeah, okay. So if you put an R4 after the 9, it'll automatically reroll the dice for you.
Considering the last die that came up, though, was not a hit, you could probably keep that roll and reroll 4 dice.
Yep.
But yeah, the dice command was...
No bonus hits on rerolling. But yeah, 5 hits is pretty respectable. And from here, in the safety of the Warrens under the Las Vegas Strip, you reach out through the Matrix, sorting through video feeds from security cameras on liquor stores and security camera feeds from the automated vehicles driving through taxis and buses. You see, there isn't a whole lot of infrastructure there in Henderson. If you were here on the Strip doing the searching, you could probably track down to, you know, the square foot of where anything is. But out in Henderson, it's a lot more sparse. But scrolling backwards in time and flipping forward again, looking through the various entry points that would seem likely, you do catch a glimpse of somebody in a synth leather jacket with the collar turned up, but the telltale glimmer of a studded collar spots through in the light of a streetlight. Following the form, you can see he stops off at a few stores here and there, bounces into a casino at one point, but a few hours ago, it looks like he holed up in SRO, a single room occupancy, in downtown Henderson. It's basically a one step up from a coffin motel in a neighborhood with a casino notch. Let's see, there's a coffee shop, looks like a car parts shop of some kind, and an employment, like a temp agency on the corner. Not the nicest looking neighborhood, but you know, scrolling through time, you don't see anybody that could match his description coming out. There's a good chance that if you hurry, he'll still be there when you get there.
I will share that information with the rest of the team.
Good job. Hey, is there any way let's see. So he's still in the casino, huh?
Yeah, in a single room occupancy, an SRO.
Ah, okay. I'll take your word for it. I can't see any of this Drek anymore. All right. What's the layout around this place? Like alleys, cars, other buildings? You know, is there higher buildings, shorter buildings? You know, that kind of stuff around.
Hold on a second, and I will drop a pin here for you on Google Maps so you can see what I'm looking at. So the downtown senior center in the world of Shadowrun is no longer a senior center, but is now a cheap hotel.
Ooh.
Hey, look, across the street is Flavor Flav and Vinny's Chicken and Pizza.
Hey, they stole my name! No, just kidding, they got good food there.
Yeah, it looks like the place is about four stories high. It's right on the edge of a commercial area, between the commercial area and a residential area. The residential area, the houses are... basically, all of the yards are enclosed by 3 meter high brick walls with, depending on the wealth of the individual inside, either a razor wire along the top or just like broken glass cemented into the top. A lot of them have you know the sound of angry dogs coming from within.
Woof.
Within a block or so of there is a decent sized casino, as well as kind of a strip mall of all the usual amenities that you would expect from a modern city. Fast food, convenience store, looks like a cash advance place.
So is there any way you might be able to hack into this place and see if we can get some confirmation he's in there? As we do that, then we can figure. Then, because we're also gonna have to figure out. I'm thinking just a quick, simple snatch and grab. Just grab this guy and go. But I got a feeling that if Rocco sent us, or sent me, that this guy's gonna fight back. So we need to do this quick and clean.
Yeah, you've got video of him going in, no sign of him coming out, but no cameras inside the building itself that you were able to track down on the Matrix. The general area, I mean, there are security cameras and such for the individual businesses and whatnot, but it doesn't have the pervasive sort of security apparatus that you'd find near the Strip. There just isn't the same kind of money flowing around in this part of town.
So I'm thinking there's no cameras inside, so nothing to hack. Maybe we just go in and pull the fire alarm on, let everybody run outside, and we grab the guy that looks like our guy.
That's actually not a bad idea. I like that. Oh,
all right. So you guys eventually meet up with Mikey. He is coated in gore and carrying a dripping bag.
Would you bring a snack?
I did.
You got a little something right here.
In here, in here. I kind of reach up and yank away the ripped up remnants of my armor vest and let it fall to the ground. Those things are direct for bullets.
Bullets? What? Wait a minute. What were you doing? And who'd you pick a fight with? And what's the other guy look like?
I nod down at the bag.
Oh.
That's Doc Winters.
Wait, what?
What happened to Doc Winters? That was my guy.
He was a bad egg.
He's a bad egg? What do you mean, a bad egg?
What do you mean, a bad egg? The wreck he had us doing for him? What he did to that woman?
What did he do to the woman? What do you think he did to the woman? Ah, whatever.
Well,
where's my guy? Here, give me that bag.
I toss it to you. Here, you can have what's left.
Totally taking it.
Sorry about your friend, but I just... He was turning us into monsters. I mean, like, more than we already are. I had to put a stop to it, and I wasn't sure if anyone else would go along with it, so I thought I went to do it myself. I thought it'd be easy, but... Ah, Fragger had a turret.
Next time, call me.
Would you have stopped me?
No.
Good to know. Anyway, I'm sorry if it screws anything up for any of your plans or anything, but I had to do it. I just had to do it. Anyway, it's done now. Sorry to be sneaky about it. I guess I should have just talked it over.
Hey, Mike. Hey, look, Mikey, I understand you had some sort of beef and you had to do what you had to do. I get that. But just for future reference, and I'll get down really, really close just to kind of prove my point. You got to remember that what you do affects all of us. So if you got a beef, you bring it to us. We'll either help you or talk you out of it. You do one of those solo things again, and I'll kind of just lightly poke him in the chest. Things may not go so well the next time. Capiche?
He kind of looks at you for a bit and just looks away, somewhat chastened, and says, Yeah, I capiche.
All right. I stand up, slap him on the back.
Oh, bullet wounds.
Like my dad used to tell me, and that's so you don't forget.
Not much chance of that, but you guys got a med kit? I'm still leaking. Most of this blood is mine, I think.
I mean...
Nope.
I got needle and thread.
Drek, you mind if we make a detour and go visit your doc up top? I promise not to do the same for him.
Yeah, let me give him a call.
And, hey, Vinny, you still know people who sell, like, guns and armor in Drek?
Oh, yeah, I could probably call someone who knows somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna need, like, some more armor and maybe something a little bit better than what I had, like an armor jacket or something. And I'm gonna spend 3 karma to upgrade my armor to an armor jacket. And hopefully get a chance to swing by and pick one up and replace it before we go to Henderson.
Yeah, so I'll have him call Heigl, Doc Heigl, and see if he's free and willing to do some patchwork for a ghoul.
The comm rings a few times, and then Heigl answers. Heigl.
Hey, Heigl. Thanks for the help with, shit, this is my out-of-character memory being shit. Well, thanks for your help.
What was the name
of your friend that you murdered?
Yeah.
Boulder?
Oh, Boulder.
Boulder. Yeah, thanks for your help with Boulder. I think you can patch up some bullet wounds?
Bullet wounds? Oh, is it, another one of those people?
Well, you met this one, so it's not like another
one.
Oh,
man.
It's just...
Look, we're really slammed here. I mean, ever since the other doctor that helped me out here disappeared, I've been having a tough time keeping up with things here.
Out of character. Ha ha ha. Don't.
Right. Well, I guess that's why I call first, eh?
Yeah. Look, I mean, if you weren't infected, I could, you know, probably fit him in, you know, pretty quick. But I mean, having to sterilize the entire room afterwards. I mean, it just shuts us down for so long.
Ask him how much.
She'll kind of just shove her old phone at him so he can handle the conversation part of things. I don't talk to people.
So, I mean, you know, I can do what I can, but I mean, it's look, can I make an appointment for you? Maybe in a couple of days? How does that sound?
I look over at Mikey.
In stock.
Yeah.
This is kind of a first aid situation. I'm saying as I can now hear over here.
Okay, Doc.
Okay, Doc.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
Wait, who's this?
Hey, my name's Vinny. Okay, you seem to be a little hesitant on to help us, and I am not unsympathetic to your plight, being, you know, a very busy medical professional. However, we have a pressing medical need. Now, let's cut right to it. You're hesitating because you're not quite sure you'll want to deal with the likes of us. I get it. It's okay. All right. But we can make it, but I'm sure that if we have a little conversation, maybe we could come to some sort of amicable agreement, you know, as it were. What's something that you need that's something that we can get you? Okay. Or how much is this going to cost? You run a business. I know, you know, it ain't doing what you do ain't cheap. So rather than sit there and do the, I can't never, let's just get down to what do you need? How can we facilitate this?
I need an extra pair of hands here. Somebody else, a couple of nurses, another doctor, anything like that. I mean, it's not that I don't want to help you. It is you that's hurt, or a friend of yours, whatever. But you've got to understand that an infected patient requires a substantial more amount of work than most of my patients. It's just a simple matter of triage.
How about this?
We've got limited resources here.
How about this? What if you come to us, or we do this outside your clinic? I'm sure you can bring a med kit, a few necessaries, and we could do it outside. So that way, you don't have to, you know, muck up your place too much.
You're talking about bullet wounds. That's surgery. I need a sterile environment to work on that kind of thing. This isn't just slapping.
We live in a sewer, Doc.
Somebody.
I think we could handle it.
So you want me to leave my patients behind, go climb down a manhole cover into the sewers and perform surgery down there?
No. I'm asking you to meet us
halfway.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen.
Well, good. We're not asking you to do that. We're asking you to meet us halfway. Meet us outside your facility. We'll be in a van. You come into the van. We'll clean it up. We'll throw some bleach around. It'll be fine. Okay? But we need to get this done at ASAP because we're kind of on the clock here.
Look, my mama told me never to go to a second location with a ghoul.
Oh, now you're just becoming insulting there, Doc. My feelings are hurt.
Look, I've got things I need to deal with. Why don't you just take your friend to a regular hospital? I've got to go.
See you soon, Doc.
Yeah, I'm thinking we might have to pay him another visit. I feel slightly insulted.
Ugh, frag.
Don't blame the doc.
Alright, fine. I guess I'll just have to frag and make do with bullet wounds. I thought we were supposed to regenerate or something. Aren't ghouls supposed to regenerate?
I don't know. Never been shot as a ghoul before.
I don't seem to be regenerating.
Can we buy a medical kit somewhere? You know, just plug him into it? One of those automatic things?
Frag, give me a sec. I just thought of somebody I can call. And I'm going to give a call to my friend who's she's a troll MMA fighter. We've trained a lot together. I haven't really called her since I became infected, though.
What's her name?
Oh, I don't have a name written down. I just have her contact type. I guess I should pick one here. Let's see. What's a good name for a troll fighter, like MMA martial artist kind of person? Probably not an adept. Kind of like a, she probably goes by a street name kind of thing.
How about Clothesline? Because she's got those long troll arms.
Kind of lengthy. I imagine they probably want something a bit more succinct. But
how about Hurricane?
Or the Cincinnati Clothesline.
Yeah, okay, the Cincinnati Clothesline, and it goes by...
It's going to go on short, go long.
Yeah, go with Cincinnati for short. So I'm going to give her a call. Yeah, people are MMA fighters.
Cincinnati is the short name.
Right. So, but I guess they're really close friends, or more nickname, right? Might just call her Cinch. But I'm going to give her a call, and I figure MMA fighters, you know, they get beat up all the time, so they typically have some medical training or access to stuff, so... I'll give her a call.
Yo, Cinch here.
Hey, Cinch, it's Mikey.
Hey, Mikey. You're not sounding so good.
Yeah, I came down with a bit of something and then, you know, picked up a few extra symptoms. Good to hear your voice. It's been too long.
Yeah, I missed you at the last bout.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let me into those anymore. I had some bad dreck happen, man. My life's just completely gone off the rails. Something.
Oh, did you fail a test?
something like that. No, not really. It's I got shot today a bunch.
You got shot?
Yeah, and I can't go in for medical care because of reasons. You know anybody who's decent with a med kit? I just need to get some of these things out of me. Maybe patched up.
Are the cops looking for you or something? Did you knock over a liquor store?
What? No, nothing so banal. Probably not the sort of thing I care to discuss over the phone, though. Things have been getting ugly for me. It's why I haven't called you lately. I didn't really want to drag you into it, but I got bullet wounds, and this one street doc asshole won't help. And the other doc I knew, well, they're out of business now.
Okay, well, why don't you swing by? I got my ex's med kit here. I know a little bit about sewing things up. I mean, how bad you shot? Well, you're talking, so it can't be that bad, right?
Yes, I'm not leaking as bad as I was a few minutes ago, but yeah, the holes are all still there, 5 or 6. I don't think it hit anything too vital. I've been able to move around with some difficulty. But one more thing, I'm going to be coming in a van with some friends. Their appearance might be a bit startling. Just to play it cool, and everything will be fine. I promise. They're
housebroken.
I just pause as I try to find something. I usually housebroken. Yeah, something like. I promise they'll be very polite and friendly to you, and they pose no threat to you at all. I know that sounds ominous. It's going to make a lot more sense when I show up. But make sure to pick up some sterile gloves and have some bleach to hand. You there?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll get some stuff together. See you soon.
Thanks. I appreciate your help. How did your match go, anyway? I'm sorry I missed it. I meant to... I should have asked that first. Bullet wounds are a little distracting.
Well, you know how it is. It was the third Saturday, so it wasn't my day. Next week, though.
Yeah.
Right back up on top.
All right, so I'll hang up and let everyone know an address to go. It's actually in the outskirts of Henderson, so almost on the way.
All right, we're going to need to make this quick, though. Or as quick as we can.
Do you guys have all your gear,
Yeah, I got everything I'm pretty portable.
I have my duffel bag.
Can we pick up my new armor jacket off camera on the way?
Sure.
Nice. Now I have 12 armor.
You guys are rolling out towards Mikey's friend's place. The tint on the windows is cranked way down so that you guys aren't horrifically blinded or injured by the bright Las Vegas sun. And then the sun goes behind a cloud. And looking out at this strange occurrence, you can actually see there's this practically a wall of cloud up above. It looks like there's a storm coming in. Dark clouds forming a wall across the sky, like a front is coming in. The whole thing is just roiling and coming down over the city quite ominously. But taking the surface streets, you arrive at your friend's place. Everybody hops out to head in with Mikey.
Actually, I'm gonna page her the comlink when she gets here and ask her to come out to the van. I'm guessing okay. She doesn't want ghoul blood all over her apartment.
Yeah, she comes out. She's a big tall troll, but not like bulky muscular. But she's got that that kind of sinewy thin strength that some fighters have. The kind of person who looks like they might be snake fast.
After I call her and as we're waiting for her to come out and she's approaching, I'm going to turn to the group and says, "Now, listen, I know I kind of went off the handle and killed somebody that we knew, and if any of you have any hard feelings about it, please don't take it out on this person. She's, first of all, she can handle herself, and also she's good people. Please?
Hey, you vouch for?
Yeah.
That's good.
We'll give it a try, huh?"
I'll sort of nod and hope everyone understands. Hope for the best. And I'll kind of go to the back and unlatch it so she can come around to the back of the van. I'll kind of pop the door open as she's nearing, says, "Hey, over here." Thinking back to the time that we pulled up in a van and yelled happy birthday and pulled someone in the van and drove off with them. Wondering if she's going to trust me this far.
Yeah, she comes up to the van. I don't know if you're opening the door for her or if she opens it, but she
approaches.
She hops in.
I'm going to say, "All right, brace yourself." And I kind of step back and kind of push the door open to let her come in and close the door behind you as quick as you can.
Yeah, she leaps in and then looks around and her eyes widen for a second before she looks back at you. What is this?
We're all infected and I got shot. It's just like
that,
I said.
That happens, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I'm a ghoul now. And so are my friends here. We're doing the best we can to survive, so... that's what I couldn't say over the phone. I'm sorry I was sneaky about it, but and if you gotta go now, I understand, but I could really use some help. And if you do help, though, you gotta be careful not to get any blood in you, because I think we're contagious.
Yeah, you would be. Why don't we go inside? I got a place we can work on you in there, and it might be a bit easier than in here. She looks around at all of you in the vehicle.
Oh, right.
Vinny waves.
This is Vinny, my friend Vinny. This is Heaven. Over there is Jesus. And where'd she go? Did she come with us? I'm looking around for Hazelnut.
Yeah, where the fuck is she?
I thought she was. She was being kind of quiet, though, come to think of it.
What?
Oh, there you are.
Hazel. Crawls out from under the bench seat in one of the backs of the van.
Have you been there the entire time?
Hi.
This is my good friend of mine from before, Cincinnati Clothesline. We call her Cinch for short.
Hi.
Again, please, on the do not eat list, I say.
Okay.
I kind of give Cinch a wan smile. Ghoul humor.
All right. Cinch takes you inside, and she's got plastic tarp put over looks like her like a coffee table in her living room, and this is Henderson, and she's an up-and-coming MMA artist, so living room might be fancy. It's it's the room that doesn't have the soy dispensers in it.
Classy.
And she can do a biotech role for you.
Cool.
And let's see,
it's certainly not going to be one of her primary skills, and she's probably not super high on logic either.
Yeah, I'm figuring she's probably going to be rolling four dice on biotech, unless somebody else wants to hop in and take over with her gear.
I don't have any, so not me.
I'll take what I can get.
All right, that's one hit.
All right, I now only have 6 boxes of damage instead of 7. Generally patch things over, I'm not leaking anymore, but it still hurts like hell.
Yeah, and she cleans you up so that you're not dripping or coated in gore anymore.
Oh, thanks. Still hurts like hell, but I don't feel quite like I'm about to fall over and die.
And there's a crack and a rumbling explosion as thunder shakes the building.
Damn.
And you guys are on the edge of Henderson, and a storm is incoming. Or, from the sound of it, is here.
I guess if we're still at Cinch's place, I'll thank her for patching me up and say, listen, I appreciate that you helped me out today. There's not many people who would do that, and I wasn't sure how you're going to react to it. It means a lot to me, I say, as I kind of start choking up a bit.
Yeah, we gotta stick together. I mean, I know a little something about people treating you different because you look weird or whatever. Look, I don't know what kind of trouble you're in, but if you need help, give me a call. I mean, getting out of trouble, that is. I mean, I don't want to be involved in whatever got you filled with bullets this morning.
Yeah, that business is pretty much done, I think, but we're about to step into some more trouble, it looks like. Hopefully no bullets this time, though. But I'll do my best to not pull you into anything, but yeah, it's good to know I can call on you if I need help, and I want you to know that if there's anything I or we can do for you, I mean, I don't know what there might be, but I'm somebody giving you trouble, cheating on things, pulling some underhanded stuff. We can handle the non-legit problems in a non-legit way, if you know what I mean. And I kind of hold up my clawed hand in front of me.
Yeah, or if I need any flyers for a match, right?
Yeah, I suppose we could do that, right? I put up some flyers, maybe? Depends on the neighborhood you need them distributed in, though. It's not exactly legal for us to be alive.
No, I mean, drawing something, designing something. That's what you're good at, right?
Yeah, I should really get back to doing stuff like that again. It's been a long time. But yeah, anything you need, anything I can do to help. I don't have many people who'd stick by me and be my friend, so it makes you extra valuable to me. But, I mean, not like you weren't already. And just so you know, you're not weird looking at all. You're fragging beautiful. And I kind of turn away and go to leave.
Loud a little bit embarrassed. Eye roll.
Well, drive safe. Sounds like a storm's pretty bad out there.
Should be just the right kind of weather for our work. No one's going to be looking too close at what's happening on the streets. Anyway, I'll see you later. And I guess we'll head out. Is it raining yet?
Yes, it is. The rain is coming down hard. Big, heavy drops just slamming into you. And the visibility is down. And the ever-present blazing sun is hidden behind this wall of clouds. It's dark gray out. And those of you who aren't looking through cyber eyes, the air has kind of a wavering shimmeriness to it. It feels almost expectant, like something is coming.
Why am I suddenly hearing "Give Me Shelter" playing in my brain?
Because you got issues.
Well, yeah, that's beside the point.
I mean, you asked.
So who's this guy we're going to...
Appreciate the honesty.
Who's this guy we're going to kill?
No, not kill. This is actually a snatch and grab. His name is Michael Bustamante. Seems I've an associate of mine who I owe a little bit.
Are we supposed to be gentle with him?
Oh, no. Just as long as he can talk. See, it's like, yeah, this guy needs to have a conversation with some people, and he's being very, very unsocial-like. So we snatch him, we take him where he needs to be so he can have a nice conversation. Easy peasy. All we got to do is make sure he can still talk. That's it. Other than that, and Vinny just shrugs.
That sounds good. Maybe we ought to plan to swing by that storage unit place when we're done and, park in one of those for a day or two while this blows over. I have a feeling the waste management runoff system is going to be performing its intended function. Hopefully all our work that we did to seal up our place will hold up.
We shall see.
Where is this place? You said in Henderson, right?
Yeah.
And we know where he is?
Yep, so far. We might have to do a little bit of recon once we get there to make sure he's there, but yeah, we got a pretty good idea.
Good. Oh, I almost forgot. My hand on the holster for my MP5 that's under my jacket, And suddenly the readout for the ammo that's at zero pops up in my window. Probably when I have this thing loaded, and I take it out and eject the clip and slap a fresh one in.
Probably a good idea.
Out of character, by the way, you weren't here last, or the time that I said, but I basically said that I had you hook me up with a MP5 submachine gun.
Sweet!
It's an older weapon, probably manufactured in the late 20th century, but it's got like an external smart link system strapped to the top of it. And
hey, as long as it goes bang when you pull the trigger, that's all that matters. I have a question. Haven says she needs to go pretty soon, so before we get too much into this, did we just want to maybe pause here?
I think we can go ahead and finish things up. Just going to leave a few minutes early. I think we can finish up where we have, or maybe it will happen to be a good stopping point. Hopefully we can resolve this snatch and grab in this session, if we can. So
okay, fair enough.
A little over 45 minutes, I think.
All right, as you get in the vehicle and start it up, the windshield wipers start racing across the windscreen to keep up with the rain, and with a sudden shift, the rain goes from clear to red.
What in the world?
I'm not the only one seeing this, right?
I got cyber eyes, so I can notice it. Is that normal?
Mean?
Is that like a normal storm thing? Does that happen here
have
like this?
Heard of or you, seen
you've heard
like
of
that?
The blood rains.
We have? Can
yeah.
You remind us what it is?
It's a meteorological phenomenon for Las Vegas. Some people say that it's just iron in the sands getting picked up into the clouds and pouring down on the cities. Others say that it's a magical phenomenon. It's actual blood pouring out from the sky. There's some debate about the actual quality of it, but it is it's definitely a thing that that odd things can happen during the blood rains. Things can go. Go very strange.
Should be just the right kind of cover for what we're about to do. I'm thinking we just barge into the place and maybe subdue the guy.
Nah, we try to go in there, we might run afoul. Too many bodies, too hard to get out. Some people might try to intervene. We don't know how many people he's got in there that might be chums of his. Nah, we need to flush him out. Didn't someone say something about maybe pulling a fire alarm or something like that?
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Just let me know what you need me to do. I might have a few bullet holes, but I think I can move all right. I don't think I'm going to die from any of them.
All right. So, from what we know about this building, since I can't really see exact, I can't see that much stuff no more. How many exits does this sucker have on the outside?
I don't know. Is that the place? I kind of point out the window at the pouring rain. Are we there yet?
Yeah, heading over in that way, the streets here don't have any on-street parking, but there are a number of parking lots nearby, including one for the hotel that's advertised as a secure parking. The parking lots that are less than secure seem to have a mix of abandoned vehicles, vehicles that people are probably living in, and maybe a handful of actually parked vehicles. The SRO has one main entrance, along with its own little parking lot with room for maybe 20 vehicles. It's got three burned out Hulks, as well as a couple of sedans with looks like somebody's put up curtains in one of the windows on one of them, and the other one has just piles of stuff up in front of the windows on it. And let's see. For other exits, I mean, the lower the first floor windows that you can see, those of you with cyber eyes can see that they looks like they've been caged over with some cheap security meshing.
So I'd kind of looking out there and says, oh, wizard. These eyes are filtering out the raindrops, most of them. Holy dreck, I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah,
miracles of modern technology.
Stream of blood red water down through the gutters on either side of the road, and everything's got a bit of a tint to it. Anybody without cyber eyes, rolling down the windows enough to actually be able to see out of the vehicle that you're in, things look different out there. The buildings on the side, instead of the usual grayish, technological, clumps of matter on the side of the road, they look like cliff faces with cave openings looking out. You can see the usual drones maneuvering through the weather. Again, don't look like their usual technological self. They appear to have long leathery wings flapping. And the other vehicles on the streets that you can see moving around look more akin to shiny crystalline boulders. And the blood on the astral, it definitely looks like blood pouring from the sky, is thick and viscous as it drops to the ground and oozes along the sidewalk.
Never had a Gross. Rainfall make me hungry. never had a rainfall make me hungry before. You still got any of Winters in that bag there?
Yeah, nope. I've had it.
I ate it.
What?
I ate it. He was my guy. I ate him.
All right, fair enough.
I guess that's fair. So wait a minute. If we have to off each other, our contacts, does this mean that we get that whoever they are gets first dibs? Is that going to be like a group rule?
Sounds fair.
I think it depends on if we discuss it beforehand or not.
Yeah, I think maybe we shouldn't make it a habit of doing those things.
Yeah, it's true.
Consider me my perspective to be somewhat reformed on the matter. What do we just? I actually, an idea occurred to me. A fire alarm is one thing, but what if we maybe got a message to this guy's comms that said like they're. His location has been pinpointed, and they know where he is, and they're coming in the building through the back door now, and we go to the front door and wait for him to come out.
That's actually not too bad. Actually, we could do something. You know what? Why not a bit of both? If we could send him the message, make it look like it's one of his associates, it's like, hey, someone's looking for you, maybe the heat's coming down on him, and then we trip the fire alarm, that might make him think that that's just a cover.
Yeah, my only concern about the fire alarm is that there are going to be a lot of people leaving the building, and he might have an easier time slipping our noose.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Hey, can you try to maybe find this guy's comm link if he's or something like that? I don't know this Matrix stuff too well.
Is that something you could do? Are we making sense with the tech stuff? Can you make that direct happen? I'll look over to Jesus.
If he's got it turned on, you might be able to track it down.
Yeah, if it's turned on, if I can find it. Yeah, man, sure.
All right, you do that. I'm going to... Anybody want to come with me? I just want to do a walk around the place. Get a good feel for things.
And I stand out too much.
Look over at Heaven.
Sure, I guess.
You and I both have cyber eyes, so be able to pick up the detail anyway.
I don't. Actually, I believe it's Hazelnut that does. It's you, Hazelnut, and Jesus, I think, are the only ones with cyber eyes.
Then because you don't have cyber eyes, then we'll have a couple of different perspectives to gather the information in, because I don't really see the other weird stuff unless I close my eyes.
Yeah, it's weird as fuck.
All right, we'll go ahead and get out the back. I open up the package that had my fresh armor jacket in it and put it on and find the zipper to release the hood and put it up and over. I'll then take the plastic packaging that was put it in, like cut a hole in the top of it and put it on like a makeshift poncho. Make sure my MP5 is stashed underneath my jacket as best it can. Hopefully it'll stay nice and dry unless I have to draw it, but all right, I'm ready.
Yep.
So you guys are gonna cruise around and look at the place, see what what it looks like.
Yeah, get a good feel for the exits and where things are, and if there's other people out here keeping an eye on things and jerk like that.
Okay. Yeah,
pretty much case the joint.
Yeah, there are a few people in tents along the sidewalk here and there. To Heaven's astral sight, they look more like small encampments. Like it's not not the synthetic nylon of a sporting tent. It looks more like an old-fashioned canvas tent, like this kind of thing that you might see, an ancient traveler in a desert. But everything is getting soaked down with the red rain here, and the up in the sky above, the clouds are roiling. You can it's the sort of cloud where you can kind of see bulges coming out of the mass of the shapes, the clouds, and they're not just a solid mass of cloud above you, and occasionally it takes on the look of faces or shapes of giant animals swooping through the clouds above you. Even with your cyber eyes, you can see that.
Does it smell like blood out here?
Yes.
I kind of tilt my head up a little bit and stick my tongue out to catch some in my mouth. Does it taste like blood?
It's thick on your tongue.
Ugh.
Does it taste like
water?
Yeah,
it does have that tang of iron to it.
Does it have like a certain yumminess to it, like human blood might?
Not like food. Probably couldn't survive on it, but it does remind you of blood and the flavoring of it.
I kind of swish it around in my mouth a little bit and then spit it out and then move on.
Yeah. The front entrance to the SRO, as you walk past, you can see there are signs listing the rates for hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and let's see, the entrance looks like you're probably familiar with this kind of entrance. It's like a double door airlock style system. So if say somebody tried to, rob the place as they're leaving, they could get locked down in the exit because you have to, go through two doors and generally only one can open at a time.
Okay.
It looks like it's the kind of place that probably has, a half inch thick, bulletproof plastic over anything where the clerks might be, that kind of thing. The kind of place that kind of expects to be robbed and treats it as a cost of doing business in this neighborhood. Heading around towards the back side, there's an alley between this building and the next, and there's kind of an odd glow to a wall here, like an astral graffiti, if you will. There's kind of a splotch. Maybe it's a glowing moss or something like that, and it's kind of streaking down the alley in a line, like somebody put their hand on the wall and slid it along.
I'ma poke it.
Okay, yeah. When you poke it, it smears a bit. Yeah, it is some kind of moss that's glowing on the astral. Looking at it with your cyber eyes, Mikey, it really doesn't stand out. It doesn't look like anything, but your astral sight, it has a glow to it.
I probably don't even notice it or what she's doing. I'm more focusing on the visual space. Unless she says something about it, I'm just going to move on past, like it's not even there.
Further down the alley, you see somebody who's actually out in the rain, like you, not huddled up in under a tarp or something, and he's actually scrubbing at the wall. And Heaven, you can see he looks like he's wiping off some of that moss, cleaning it away.
Huh.
And he's got a glow about him as well. He's dual natured. Like yourself, perhaps?
Oh, shit. But, of course, I don't notice.
Mikey. Should put a hand on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Might want to go around the other way.
Something about that guy?
Yeah.
I nod and go around the other way with her.
All right. You avoid the guy who is cleaning the wall in the alley. Heading back around the other side. The cliff face here of the building has it looks similar style to like a Pueblo style cliff face dwellings where there are you know, openings into living areas inside. And occasionally you can see the glow, like there might be a fire or something inside, like a you know, a pleasant living space fire, not like a conflagration. On the physical realm, the concrete walls have steel cages, basically, that have been attached to the windows here. It looks like the building wasn't originally designed for this sort of security, but it was added on at a, you know, a later date, as probably as the neighborhood around here you know, went down the gutter. You can see the security doesn't seem to have extended to the second floor, but the windows here, judging by the light that you can see coming out from inside, they haven't splurged for the standard mirrored tinted windows that most places would have, and they probably have just you know, standard armored glass.
All right, we're gonna get a spot for where the exits are, and like just find out where the back doors are, so to speak. Looks there might be two on this side. One kind of on the end, on the non-alley side, and one kind of in that corner. Are there any others? Or are those still there?
Yeah, they're there. Doesn't look like they're public, you know, entrances. They might be, like, emergency exits, but they're heavy metal doors.
They have a maglock?
They're the style that that doesn't even have a handle on this side. You know, where there would normally be a handle, there's just that little circle of metal.
Okay.
Probably openable from the inside, but who knows? The back area, if you're looking at the Google Maps of it, the inside of the L shape the building makes is. Looks like there's a bit of a squatter camp going on here. There are probably half a dozen different vehicles that have been pulled into a circle, showing a cavalier disregard for the markings on the parking lot of where you should park your cars. And they've got tarps running across the whole thing, making a... basically a makeshift building out of the whole thing. The rain seems to have knocked everything to disarray, and anybody who is here is probably safely hidden away inside a vehicle. On the astral, this you swear for a second you saw a camel standing there, but there's a an encampment of wagons here.
Looks like everyone's buckled up except for that one weirdo you pointed out. Was that a mage?
He was something. Kind of like the guy at the school that you decided to introduce yourself to.
Hey, I was trying to hide, okay? I wasn't trying to get his attention.
Waved at him, didn't you?
Until he looked at me.
Anyway, he was...
I mean, he made eye contact and acted startled, okay? I can kind of tell. I didn't just... Never mind. Whatever.
Well, he could see... She kind of points at her eyes.
Right. Think we should deal with him, or hope he doesn't become a complication?
I don't think he saw us. He was cleaning up some weird shit on the wall.
Kind of an odd time to be doing that. But, okay. I guess live and let live, I suppose. Hopefully he respects our non-interference. And does likewise if it comes up. I'll check back with the team in the van. Hey, how's that comlink search going? I think we did a full recon here.
It's going good. So should I roll a tracking or hacking?
Why don't you give me a tracking roll to track Alrighty. Down his comlink?
You could do, yeah. You could do 9R4 within the brackets, and it would handle the rerolls for you.
You said that last time. I should try to remember that.
I mean, you don't have to. You can do it that way, too. I mean, you got six hits, right?
Yeah, total of six hits.
All right. Yeah, you do find his comlink. It is moving at about 100 kilometers per hour southwest towards Los Angeles. Looks like it's on the highway.
I will share that information with the rest of the group.
He's what?
I thought you said he was in the building.
I did not say it. I said I saw him go into the building and not leave.
So this is a bust.
Well, hold on. Did we know what room he was in? Maybe he just sent it off to, you know, lose the trail.
Well, I can send you a picture of him from his MeFeed page. Show that to the front desk guy and ask if he checked in. Slip him some new yen and see if he comes forth with what room.
I look over at Heaven. Maybe I'll let you do the talking. Can you open the doors for us? There's two doors in the back. There's no, like, they're just, like, emergency exits or something. There's no external lock or even doorknob, but the ones in front look maybe kind of secure. I don't want to get trapped in them.
I can try.
All right, we're heading around there now.
All right, you head back around, avoiding the alley. And,
Yes, we're going the long way around to avoid the guy in the alley.
You're sure you want me doing the talking?
You want me to do the talking?
That is a fair point. I mean, I don't exactly do things the nice way.
Okay.
I'm saying is if I'm doing the talking, be ready for him to push the panic button. If a dump like this has one.
Fair enough. I'll try to keep it out for deployable turret enclosures.
So am I hacking the doors?
Yes. Did the doors open when we approach, or do they seem locked?
Looks like you'd have to open them manually, put your hand out, and pull them. It's old-fashioned.
I attempt it.
They open. Well, the first door opens.
I hold the door open for Heaven?
Yep. You guys can go in. It's a little bit claustrophobic with two people in here. Yeah, there's a little sign up telling you about, you know, have to, you know, close the door behind you and to get through. And you let that door close and it clicks, and then the door in front of you clicks, and you can open it. And you enter into the lobby. Out of the rain here, Heaven, the building goes back to its grayish self. It has a distinct lack of personality here. The floor, the carpet, even, well, maybe that's supposed to be a potted plant there, but it just seems dead to you.
Right.
Looking around you, you can't even, you know, see any signs of people here. It's tough to make out anything with just your astral vision, but on the physical realm, Mikey, you can see that somebody has made an attempt to spruce up the lobby here with some potted plants, and behind the expected plexiglass shield, you can see a clerk who is looks like he's paying attention to an AR display on his comlink.
I look over to Heaven and say, "All right, there you go. Good luck."
Mm.
I gesture at the plexiglass thing, and I'm gonna be looking for like a side door. Or looks like there might be whatever way he goes to get in there that might be less reinforced than the plexiglass itself.
So. Where the fuck is this guy at?
Right back in there, behind the window. Oh, right. Right there, behind that thing. He can see you. Oh, that's a wreck.
Yeah, it's got a little, metal mesh for a microphone and a speaker there, so he can talk to you through the wall. And, there's a door to get into his little lockup area here. It doesn't look like it's particularly fancy. Somebody took, the lobby desk of of the hotel and turned it into a plexiglass cage.
Okay, I'll kind of go around by the door and take a look at it. What's securing it?
Looks like a maglock. You punch in some numbers and it'll pop open for you.
I'm gonna call up Jesus and kind of point my comlink camera at it and say, "Hey, Zeus, can you do anything about this?"
I made a roll to hack open the doors. I'm supposed to roll two more dice, too. Total of 9 hits on 11 dice.
Let's see. Yeah, hacking into the system here. The building has a matrix presence, but it's pretty simplistic. And with your 9 hits on hacking, you are completely successful at pwning this system. It looks like they haven't performed the recommended updates anytime recently, and you're able to use any number of exploits to grab data, including a 6-digit string of numbers that should open the door, open that the security door into the clerk's enclosure.
All right, I say thanks to Jesus and tap in the code, and I'll open the door. And look over to heaven and say, "All right, this might work better for a face-to-face." And then I'll pull the door open for her and gesture in at the guy inside the cage.
Ah, that'll work.
Yeah, that's a very appropriate reaction, I say, as I step back and let her go in.
So heaven just kind of, she just steps in, not trying to look threatening at this point.
I think that's a... Yeah, I think, your general looks might not matter so much as the fact that you guys just, popped open the security door and entered into his zone of comfort.
Yeah.
Step in behind and close the door behind so we have a bit of privacy at least.
So...
He hits a button.
Uh-oh, he pressed a button. That wasn't very nice.
He pushes it again.
Yeah, look, we're just looking for a guy. He was here. Bustamante Michael...
I'll pull up my comlink and, have it display a picture with a little mini TRID projector built in.
Tell us what you know. We're out of your hair.
Sure, man. He's here. I guess. Here, have a key. You can take the elevator. I'm sure he's up there. Maybe the third floor? Or second? I don't know.
Why don't you come with us and show us, and then once we know it's the right place, then you can wander off. If it's the wrong place, then we're going to deal with him and pick up a snack.
Jesus Christ, man. I don't look at any of the lowlifes that ran here. No offense.
Oh,
look, here, take it. I got a master key. You can use that. I'm sure the guy you're looking for is here.
What room?
I don't know.
Look over at heaven.
You just take money and don't. Assign rooms. Jesus fucking Christ. What kind of place is this?
Look, man, they don't pay me enough to keep track of who's got what room. What do you think I am? Some kind of concierge? Look, I take the cred sticks, I give the keys.
And what key did you give him?
I don't know, man. When did he check in?
I ask Jesus, "Hey, Jesus, do you have the details on when he went into this place?"
Look at a timestamp of the video we saw of him going in.
All right, sorry. I thought we'd... I didn't mean to drag you into the front and center stage in the time you had to be running to this door here.
Yeah. So.
If you can get the room number, maybe you can... Or at least some idea, then maybe we can call Vinny in and him and I can try to finish this up.
That'd be perfect. So, we got the time, right? We know what time he entered.
Yep.
So, he came in, what was that, earlier this morning?
I planned a little video that we took, or that we got of him going in. Yep, here's our evidence that he went into the building.
Look, man, he might be on the third floor. I don't know. I think that's where we got to open rooms.
Ah, shit.
So we do it the hard way.
Right. His eyes dart towards the button again.
So, are you going to open up the front doors so we can leave, or do we have more trouble?
Yeah, man, you can leave. I'm cool with that.
So what's the button do, then?
What button?
That's his panic button, if it even works.
All right, I'm going to reach down and pick the guy up.
She'll kind of... Heaven will just kind of ask him, just like, real casual, like, "So, how often do you think they test that thing and make sure it still works? Because this place is kind of a shithole."
Oh, shit, man. Look, what do you want out of me, man? Oh, frack, are you... You gonna eat me?
Eh, put him down, Mikey. We got what we needed.
He'll cause trouble for us.
Hey, he's already hit the panic button. His trouble's done.
I suppose, yeah. It probably wouldn't be right to eat him. He hasn't really done anything to us. Okay. I'm going to call for... Why don't you swing out to the van and get Vinny? I'll hang here and keep an eye on things to make sure there's no surprises developing for us.
Yep, sounds good. Tag out.
All right. See you later.
Yep, later, guys.
Bye!
See ya.
And so did she make it in? Out
safely to get Vinny?
Yep. I just come on. Look around, think to myself, yep, it's a drug hole. My kind of place. All right, so I'll just sort of look at Mikey. So, you got a room?
No, third floor. They don't keep proper track of things. So, here's a master key. And I look back at the other guy and says, you know, if this key doesn't work, I'm going to have to come back for another conversation, right? I prefer our relationship at this point to be at an end.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Good. All right, we'll head off and leave the guy to his cubicle or plexiglass cube or whatever. I guess, I don't know. What do we do next? I say to Vinny once the door closes behind me.
Well, if we start just going door to door, there's no way we can, we're probably going to trip them off before we find them.
Yeah, and who knows how many other people are hiding here and what they have to protect themselves and how paranoid they are.
Yeah.
There are two elevators. One has an out of order sign on it. It looks dusty.
I guess we take the elevator to the third floor.
Yeah.
If we do see anybody, maybe we can ask around, or I don't know.
Actually, I think we might want to do plan B then. Hit the fire alarm, see if we can flush him out. If it doesn't, at the very least, maybe he'll poke his head out. If not, hopefully we'll see what happens. And if this turns out to be a bust, we'll go to plan C. So,
I lost track of which plans were which. Just, do what you're gonna do. I'll watch your back.
Sometimes that's the best way to do it. All right. Heading up to the third floor. And I'm guessing they have the old-fashioned, fire alarm pulley handle lever thingies, huh? So, once we get up there, take a look around. Is there anybody meandering before we do this? Because if there is, maybe we can ask them for some information first, provided they don't freak out.
Up here on the third floor, the lighting is kind of well, on the astral you don't see anything weird with lighting, but Mikey, you can see the lighting here is kind of funky. There's the normal lights in the ceiling are off, but there's a security lighting at the end of the hall that looks like somebody is wired up to a car battery, and it's lighting up the hallway.
All right, I got a feeling if we pull the fire alarm in this place, it might not even work. Heck, if this place burns down, I think it'd be an improvement.
I'm not sure arson is really worth it.
Nah,
yeah, there's the thump of bass coming from one room. You can hear at least one crying baby, and it smells like something is cooking someplace here as well.
Every apartment building I've ever been to has a smell like that. Huh.
Well, he's probably not in the one with the baby.
Yeah. All right, how many apartments are on this floor?
As I check the map.
Yes, he's examining
map,
that.
I mean the satellite view. Let's call it 10 apartments here.
All right. And as he's checking things over, I'm going to kind of move up ahead of him and yank the cables off of the car battery so the lighting is gone.
Okay. Yep, your cyber eyes switch over to thermo.
Whiz.
And you can actually, with your thermographic vision, you can actually see glowing lines in the roof, on the ceiling, that go between the light fixtures, and then about halfway down the hallway, stop. Looks like the wiring is extra hot there.
This place might burn down on its own.
There is some wiring. It's kind of hot. We might have some luck with your plan, the fire alarm one.
All right. So there are two exits on this floor, or is there one?
There's the elevator, and it looks like there might be an emergency exit at the far end of the hallway here. And there's a another explosion of noise as the building is shaken by thunder.
Interesting. All right, Mikey, You take the elevator, I'll take the emergency stairs. We'll flip the switch, see what happens. If you see him, call me out, call out, and I'll do the same.
Okay. I take my taser out of my pocket, make sure it's charged.
Yeah, it's charged.
I'll take a position at the elevator.
All right. There's fire alarm. Pull.
Oh, and just a heads up, let's see. Back on the surface, your deck are in the box, or in the van, as the case may be. You can see somebody come running out of the front of the building. Doesn't look like your target. And he's running down the street, splashing through the rain. Okay, sorry. Back in the building. You yank down on the fire alarm pole.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It resists for a second and then pops down. And you think for a second that nothing's going to happen. And then you hear a bwah, bwah of an alarm going.
They say.
I'll send a message to Jesus in the van. Keep an eye out in case, as best you can, make sure this guy doesn't, jump out of a window or something.
Oh, man, I didn't even think of that.
Okay. Maybe Haven watch the front door and I'll watch the back door.
Yeah, pull the van around the back mostly. I don't know, have some way to watch the... crap. Are people coming out of the apartments yet?
You see, one of the doors open and a woman peeks out, looks up and down the hallway, and then closes the door again.
Hmm. Yeah, I was afraid of that. Well, let's try this. Let's go up to that door. I'll go up to that door very politely. Knock, knock, knock. I'll kind of put my collar up and everything and keep my mouth as closed as I can. Don't want to freak her out too much.
Yeah, there's no answer.
What kind of lock is on it?
Looks like a cheap mag lock.
Oh, right. I hand the master key. I can walk it up and hand the key the guy gave me. I don't know if this will work, but it's worth a shot.
Eh, try it.
Yeah, it pops unlock.
Huh.
I stand to the side and just slowly open the door, just in case a shot rings out.
No shot rings out.
Yep. When I sort of peek in, do I see anything? Or anybody?
No, you don't see anything, but you can smell the distinctive odor of beta meth.
Okay, I'm going to slowly close the door, and we're going to leave this place alone.
All right, well.
Yeah, let's not. Hey, I just looked down and said, Mikey, pro tip, anything that shoots does not go in this direction. Understand?
What?
Basically, chemicals, lab, boom. That's all we need to know.
Oh, great.
Well, this ain't exactly the Four Seasons.
Right. You want to try the thumping bass one next, maybe? I mean, he likes to go out and party. Who knows? Maybe he's got gang members like big bass stuff coming out of their cars all the time, right?
That is an unfortunate stereotype, but at the very least, if we need to get his information, the bass will drown out his screams.
I thought we're not supposed to make him scream.
No, he has to be able to talk.
Does that mean we can take his limbs?
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. All right, we'll go to the room with a thumping bass. If we get lucky, hey, great. If this isn't, hey, maybe we could ask around and see if we could maybe narrow down which apartment this guy is at. I don't want to start going into too many apartments and start making too much noise. But, got to start somewhere.
I got to chuckle and gesture toward the fire alarm that's going off.
Yeah.
Jesus, you want to give me a perception test out there in the car?
And that's logic and what?
Willpower.
Willpower. Got you. 4 hits.
All right. Keeping an eye out there, you don't see anybody come flying out any windows, but you do see that the guy in the alley that folks were talking about, and he's still scrubbing up against something on the wall, and you catch sight of the sharpened claws on his hands. He's got similar claws to what you've got.
Oh, he's a bro. One of our brothers.
I will send that message and information to the rest of the team.
Oh, really?
Cool.
That's good to know. Maybe we should talk to him on our way out.
Eh, maybe. Eye on the prize first. Job first.
All right, and you're popping the lock on the thumping bass door, or are you just knocking?
No, we're gonna let ourselves in.
All right.
I'm gonna stay out and cover the hallway if he goes in, at least for now.
All right, you pop the lock open, and opening the door, the volume doesn't change a whole lot as the door opens. Apparently, there's very little attention paid to soundproofing on these rooms. And inside, you can see that looks like your target there. He's on the bed and interacting with the cheap Trid entertainment system that's set on the table next to him. It looks like he is watching a movie.
All right. Basically, I'm going to look at Mikey. I'm going to give him a hand signal for him to go around to the left and to the front. I'm just going to come up behind and, you know, all stealth-like, and we're just going to I'm just going to put meaty paws on him and just basically subdue him right there. And if he gets up to bolt, well, hopefully Mikey will be able to do something.
Mikey has no idea what that hand signal meant, but he nods and takes up position at the door.
All right, so you guys go in, and he sees you coming in. It's pretty obvious. I mean, it's a small room, and the troll walking in is hard to miss. But
that's pretty much. All right, so what's he do?
But he doesn't get up, but he does kind of look almost sheepish. Oh man. Oh.
Hello, Michael. How you doing today?
Yeah, he waves his hand and the music cuts off.
All right. So do me a favor. That other hand. Why don't you put that in the air too, and keep them both up for a while, huh?
Yeah. He puts his hands up. Yeah, I know what this is about. Okay. Look.
You do?
I didn't mean to hurt the guy. I mean, it was totally, you know, I mean, look, I just don't have the money to pay for the damage, okay?
Hey, Michael, I understand things happen, but you know what? You disrespected the wrong people, so you gotta make amends. So,
look, I want to make amends, man, I want to. I mean, I got money coming in, I gotta,
Michael,
I can pay in a bit, but I just can't do anything right now, you know?
You know what, Michael? I'm sorry, chum. But you know, right now, you've got two choices. You can come with us, and you can keep all your parts in the proper condition and in the proper place.
I'll take that one, man, okay?
Oh, good! See, I like
rolling over to get up out of the bed.
Slowly, and like, keep your hands up.
As he's rolling over, I extend my hand with the taser to, like, point right at him.
Mm-hmm. And you try anything other than getting up and coming with us, my friend here will take care of and you better hope my friend there takes care of you first. You get my meaning?
Yeah, look, man, I mean, it's just a misunderstanding, okay? I mean, I'll have the money coming in soon.
You know what? If this is a misunderstanding, you can tell it to some other people in person. Okay? We're the delivery guys.
It's good news for you. I'm glad to hear everything's going to work out just fine.
Exactly. So basically, I motion for him to get up, and I point towards the door. And if he does anything other than that, I'm going to thump him.
I'm thinking we ought to take the emergency exit out the back instead of trying to go out the front. I'm a little nervous about that button the guy was pressing.
Fair enough.
Jesus, you think you could swing the van around back for us?
Yep.
All right.
Get around back.
Well, frag, this was actually pretty easy.
Hey, don't get cocky yet. All right, Michael, let's go. So you got to be careful not to Michael and Mikey. It might get confusing.
Do you mind if I grab my bag? I mean, or you can grab it. I mean, I just don't want to leave it here. I mean,
point to it.
Yeah, he points over to there's a bag sitting on a chair.
What's in it?
It's just some clothes and stuff, you know? And, you know.
I'll pick it up and carry it. All right.
I'm going to I'm going to put my comm link up against, you know, as close to my mouth as I can and do my best to kind of sub-vocalize. And actually, no, better yet. I'm going to send a text message to Jesus. Tell him from our location, watch out for any burst matrix transmissions. Because this guy was waving I'm guessing he's using some sort of AR gloves to operate his stuff. I don't want him accidentally sending out some sort of message to somebody.
Okay.
Hey, Mikey, open that bag up and just take a quick peek.
I do so.
Yeah, balled up clothes, some toiletries. Nothing stands out as particularly dangerous looking there.
Yeah, if he's got anything of value, it's hidden. We're not exactly being paid to rob the guy.
No. Just making sure there's no hidden surprises. That's all.
Looks okay to me. It looks like a bunch of dirty laundry. I don't want to go digging through it.
All right, let's go. As I point to Michael, out the door.
Yeah, we're going out the back.
Yeah.
And the building shakes with another crash of thunder.
Scary. But we'll deal with that later. All right. Is Michael cooperating?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I put my hands down?
Nope. Very succinct. All right,
you head to the emergency exit. He pushes against it, and the door rattles and doesn't open.
Should we check him for weapons?
Michael, do you have anything upon your person that you could employ against us?
What? No.
Okay. Mikey, give him a quick pat down just in case.
All right. I'll stash my taser for a moment and pat him down, trying to be careful not to nick him with my claws.
Yeah, give me a perception test with a +2.
That'd be 4 hits.
Are you happy with 4 hits?
Yeah.
You don't find anything with 4 hits.
I don't think he's actually armed. Okay. Or if he is, it's small enough that it's probably not going to do much to us.
Okay.
You think you could work on getting the door open? Looks like it needs a little elbow grease.
You know what? I'm just going to walk up to it and mule kick that sucker.
All right. Strength plus unarmed combat test?
5 hits.
All right. And what is your best strength?
9.
All right. Yeah, your foot slams into the door, and there is the sound of rending metal as the chain that was locking the door shut is ripped in half, and the door slams open, and actually, it's now hanging off of one hinge. It's thoroughly busted.
Oh, darn.
Is the van there?
Oh, you're up on the third floor. This is the stairwell.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought we were downstairs at the emergency exit yet.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, Mike.
Sorry. Yeah.
Mikey, you go first. I'll stay here. I'll stay close to our friend.
All right. I'm going to stash my taser and take my MP5 out under my jacket and cock it and hold it with both hands as I start moving down these stairs. I'm going to start moving pretty quickly, but not like a full-out run. Like, I want to be able to hopefully see what I'm walking into before I bump into it.
Yeah, it smells like somebody's been using this stairwell as a toilet. And heading down the stairs, you can definitely see signs of that as well.
Ugh, watch your step.
All right. Heading down the stairs, does Michael give us any issues? Do we run into any surprises? All right.
He seems quite cooperative, and you get down to the ground floor, and I'm getting a weird echo. Is anybody else hearing that?
No.
A little bit on your end, yeah. I'm hearing your voice echo slightly. It's not very noticeable.
Okay. Yeah, it's just more weird for me, because you know how it is when you get your own voice coming back to you. Okay, so, yeah, you head down the stairs, and at the bottom, about the bottom meter is just full of random garbage. Looks like people toss things here, threw things down the stairs. There's broken bed frames. There's the metal remains of a mattress springs.
Looks like a
body of something, probably not metahuman.
I look up to Fiddy and say, just keep an eye on him, I'll clear this. And I stash my MP5 and start just tossing stuff out of the way as best I can. Just enough to clear the door, maybe.
Yeah, you can kind of shovel things out of the way and make a path through it through the door. And the door itself is a slightly less cheap maglock than the ones on the apartments themselves. But, you know, you swipe it with your master pass key, and it clicks open.
Right.
And you can open the door to, and as you're pushing the door open, it's ripped out of your hands by a gust of wind that that blasts you in the face with just a wave of bloody rain.
It's just the wind. It's just the wind. Sorry, I thought someone was fighting me. I look out again to make sure there's no one about to fight me.
Yeah, you've got an odd double vision of the astral sight overlaying it over your cyber eyes. Your cyber eyes are showing you the back of the hotel here with the abandoned cars and the remains of squatter camps and whatnot, and the gushing red rain pouring like a river through the gutters out here. On the astral, you can see sandstone cliffs with cave entrances. There are leathery winged creatures flying through the air above, and parked in or sitting right in front of you where you know your van is, there's just a glittering crystalline rock that seems to be glowing internally. It's almost pretty as this 3 meter tall boulder glows there.
Come on, get in the rock. I mean, the van.
All right.
And I move up and kind of pop the door open to let Vinny toss this guy in and get it himself before I hop in.
Yeah, all right, you're sounds actually good. You're seeing more people out and about on the streets now. Not necessarily because they want to be, but because the tents that you were seeing before have been wiped out, destroyed by the gusts of wind and the torrential downpours. The makeshift camps, the worst of them, are falling to pieces.
Damn.
Let's get out of here.
I wish it felt good to know that I'm not one of the worst off people around here. But come on, let's go get our pay.
Yep. What get into the van, now? Drive off, and I will give Rocco a call as soon as we're away.
Hey, that was quick. You find him already?
Yep.
So, where do we send the car?
I give him a crossroads, probably about a kilometer away from here.
All right. Yeah, you arrange for the meet and hand off your target unscathed.
Yeah, it's bound to happen at least once.
So we drop him off. I look to Michael and say, "Good luck." And I hand him his bag.
Well, thanks, buddy, and thanks for not eating me.
Yeah,
we
no
thank
problem.
You for your cooperation.
Yeah, you're one of the good ones.
Well, if you make it out of this, here's our comm number. You know, we're good at helping people out with weird problems.
And you guys receive your karma?
How many was that? 4?
6. Unless they're shorting us.
Nope.
6. Ooh.
And I think we went a little bit over here, but...
Yeah, we did.
We can... 20 minutes right. Over isn't that bad, I don't think.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but I do got to get rolling, so I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, see ya.
Have a good one. Thanks for sticking around to the end.
Hope you guys had fun.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm definitely enjoying this campaign and the...
The Topps Company, Inc. has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Inc. has granted permission to the Arcology Podcast to use such names, logos, artwork, marks, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with the Arcology Podcast in any official capacity whatsoever. All other works mentioned in this podcast are the property of their respective owners. Original content of the Arcology Podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 unported license. So if you use any part of the show, please give us credit.